Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder master music show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, we're here at Murder Master Music Show, episode 340. Jesus, man, Jesus, we keep creeping up there. 340, man. You know what I'm saying? And we've already done, 10 plus shows this year. We're getting close
Hell
to
yeah.
it. After this week, we have done over 10 shows. Usually we do one
What's
a week, so
wrong,
it, that would only mean 4 shows in January. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a couple of weeks we do double episodes or something. Maybe knock out 6 shows. Man, we're going to be knocking out 20 shows by the time the month's over. You know what I'm saying? We've been going all over lately. Man, fucking Brooklyn, Flint, Michigan, Atlanta.
Right. Everywhere. We've been to Memphis.
Everywhere.
Memphis. Yeah, we've been all over.
You know, so we're going to head on over to Nashville, Tennessee today. You know what I'm saying? Before you
bitch.
Heard Young Buck, you know what I'm saying? Before you heard a lot of these guys, you know, you had dudes in the city that was making music. You had Pistol, you know what I'm saying? Cool Daddy Fresh.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Nashville, man. Some of them I can't, they don't come to mind off top, but one of the dudes was Green Wave. This guy was putting out music, you know what I'm saying? Long time, man. We're going to bring him on and let him tell his story. It's crazy. I can't even begin to explain it. Because writing for Murder Dog Magazine, we had him in there a few times. And dude was pretty much like the Master P of Nashville. He was blown up. And then, boom, something happened. We're going to let him tell you what happened. Let's bring him on right now, man. What's up, Green Wave?
What up, man?
Man, first and foremost, welcome to Murder Master Music Show. Man, how you been?
Yeah,
man? You good?
Good? Yeah, man, I've been working. The 20 years I've done didn't stop me. I love this shit, man.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? You are from Nashville. What was the rap scene like when you first started?
It was lovely, you know what I'm saying? We was doing the gangster rap, me, Pistol, Cool Daddy Fresh, Quantic Cash, Bottom Boys, You know, we were doing our thing, man.
The city at that time, you know what I'm saying, you had a lot of legends. You know, what was the atmosphere like? Were you guys all working with each other? Were you guys, pretty cool with each other at that time?
Oh, yeah. We all, I mean, you know, I got Corny on a song called Grinding. Me and Fresh supposed to be doing a whole album together. We've been, like, chewing it up with each other. So, you know, now I'm working with a couple young cats right now.
They all
consider me as an OG of the game, so, you know, I'm messing with them.
Yeah. Well, you see the game how it is today, you know what I'm saying, compared to what it was in the 90s, man. What's the biggest change that you noticed?
It's oversaturated. They made the equipment so cheap to get now, you know, so everybody can do it. I mean, I ain't got a problem with it, though, because I love to see young cats do their thing, man. So, you know, and it's an honor for them to call me in to the studio and do tracks with them. That's an honor right there in itself.
Yeah, because it says that you're still relevant. You're still, making noise and doing what you do. So they respect you. You know what I'm saying? That's got to mean something.
It's an honor, man. It put a smile in my heart, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And like, OG, man, come on, man. Do this track with me. How much you charge to do a track? You know, I work with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Man, for our listeners that don't know, you were putting out albums. I remember you was up in the Murder Dog. You was doing your thing. And you're really making some noise, you know what I'm saying? And then, man, you caught a charge, man. What happened?
I had one foot in the rap game, one foot in the drug game. Police kicking on my door. So, I shot two of them. So I had to go, you know what I'm saying? Plus I had a federal case, so I had to go lay down and do 18 years. That like stopped me, you know what I'm saying? I was hot in that. Me and Priority was talking. Me and Dave Wine at Priority, we was talking. The one same dude who signed Master P and him. And Eazy-E and all them, Dave Wine, in the movie, you know what I'm saying? The movie, you'll see him. So, you know what I'm saying? Me and him were chopping it up already, so I probably would have been rolling with them if I wouldn't have got locked up.
Yeah, you were, because that was right at the time. What was this? This had to have been around 97, 98, 99, somewhere around there?
98, the beginning of 98.
Beginning of 98, okay, perfect, man, because 97, P&M blew up the game. The South was on fire. Cash Money was blowing up, and these guys wanted to sign you. They wanted to put Nashville on. How close were you to inking a deal before everything went down?
Man, it wasn't, to be honest with you, it wasn't that far. It was like maybe 6 months to a year. And I probably would have been a priority, man.
So you're in talks with Priority, you know what I'm saying, and you're also in the dope game or whatever, doing what you're doing. One day, you know what I'm saying, the laws come, and they kick in your door. I remember reading in Murder Dog. I think it was in Murder Dog. You said they didn't identify themselves. What happened with that?
No, man, I had a big screen TV turned up in the living room. So, you know what I'm saying? When I woke up, all I heard my door getting kicked. Man, I thought it was a jack boy, so I wasn't finna allow, you know, me to get in a situation where you finna rob me.
Right. Pop you or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. So I handled my business, that was it.
So, yeah, you were in fear of your life. You thought it was a kick, though, basically. Somebody coming in and take your shit and then you defending yourself.
That's right.
And it, you said it was two cops that got hit?
No, it was a whole squad. It was a whole drug squad. Right. They had a search warrant on my house, man. They said somebody within 72 hours seen drugs in my hand in the house.
They come in the door, and you pop off some rounds at them. How many of them were hit?
Two of them were hit. One of them got
Two
shot in the thigh.
Hit.
One of them got shot in the thigh, and one of them got shot in the vest.
One got shot in the thigh, one got shot in the vest. Did they fire back at you?
No, they didn't fire back.
Oh, they didn't fire back?
They didn't fire back.
The fuck up and got out of there, I imagine. They arrest you. You said you had to do how many years?
18.
18. Did you? Okay, so 98. So when did you get
out? I had a conspiracy case with the feds. That's where all the big time came in. Because really, the police shooting, they ain't give me number 2 8-year sentences running consecutively. I mean concurrently. And then they gave me, the feds came in. They've been investigating my co-defendant for like 10 years. He was under a 10-year investigation. So I was like 4 years into that investigation.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was fucked up. So they was plotting. They was coming after you.
They were coming at me. They don't really want no rap music to come up out of here, man.
No,
by the time they got me downtown into their building, they already had me on the news already. Playing my music and everything.
I could imagine them. What'd you say, Brad?
I was gonna say, did they use your music against you at all in court?
Oh, yeah. They take my co-defendant to federal court. They kept playing my music. Look, he said your name right there. So, it is what it is, man.
Right, that's how they play the game and shit. I'm about to say, coming from Nashville and being a hip-hop artist, I know y'all had to experience a lot of hate with that being the country music capital of the world.
How hard was it for y'all to make
y'all moves with y'all music outside of the hood?
My partner, Bottom Boy Records, they went through the same thing. When they locked them up, they put their music and stuff all over the news because they talking about killing the police and they said his name in it. So they put them all on the news and gave them $1 million bond too.
So you do time? How much time total time did you do, Greenway?
18 years.
Oh,
I got
man,
locked up. I got locked up beginning '98. And I got out last November.
Damn. I mean, that's almost, X-rated from Black Market. He's been in there 25 years. We're hoping he gets out hopefully this year. He's up for the board again, so hopefully he gets out this year. But you did an 18-year stretch. Pooh Man did a 13-year stretch. We had him on the show. Is this your first interview since you've been locked up or since you got out?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's my first national interview.
Wow.
It's been some cats around here that interviewed me, though.
And what, when you got out, I mean, because you're still trying to, are you still trying to adjust to society, I would imagine?
Man, I'm working, man, and this is like my first time in my life working. So, I've been selling drugs since like 14 to 23, I sold drugs. So, this is like my first time working 9 to 5 and shit. So
wow.
I'm getting used to it, man.
Yeah.
I ain't got the money that I used to have, but it's just cool to be free.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're glad you
made it back home, man. For real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank y'all, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? 18 years. Did you meet any cats in there that had some talent?
Yeah, I met Kick the Sneak. I mean, hold up. My fault. I met the Jacker from the Bayside.
Yeah.
Used to be with Messy Marv and all them. Yeah, I met him.
Yeah.
He was in the same unit with me.
Oh man. Yeah.
I think he'd get out by another year or two.
Now the Jacker. He passed away.
He got murdered a couple years ago, man. He was
out.
Yeah.
No,
it's
the other dude named the Jacker.
Oh, okay. You're not talking about
those guys. He used to be with San Quentin and Messy Marv now. And JT the bigger figure. He's from that area.
Okay, yeah. I know you're talking about, I believe. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. But I'll tell you what we're going to do, Greenway. We're going to go to one of these tracks, man. You sent me some tracks. Why don't we play The Game Is Dead, man? Tell everybody about this one.
Well, basically, I'm speaking on that, man. That was the first song I wrote when I first got out. My homeboy Sean Legend gave me the beat. So I took it, and, you know, I basically, you know, the drug game out here, I'm basically telling the young cats the game is fucked up. You know, because y'all done messed the game up, man, with, you know what I'm saying, with all this. You know, I can tolerate gang banging and all that, but when you take it out of hand and start shooting kids and shooting females and all that, it's like y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all bringing the feds in, with the feds in 24 hours on the street and everything else, y'all done messed the game up, man. The game ain't right no more. And then all the snitching, you know, niggas can't take their time, and so, you know, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. It's only going to get worse, I'm afraid. Here is The Game Is Dead by Greenway. We'll be right back right here in the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Yep, yep, yep.
Back in the streets, now it's back to the basics. Yeah, I'm a king, but I fuck with the aces. Mexicans from Mexico invite me to their dinner table. Tacos, burritos, beef enchiladas, and nachos. Shout out to Teddy, Scrappy, Negro, and Pablo. They love my photos, gold chains and tangos. Shout out to my vice brothers down in Durango. Migo, read you straight, show them my paperwork. Migo, you real, now they wanna bring that work, huh?
They wanna bring them 18 wheelers, make a nigga cash feel top drug dealer. So what now? I had to turn it down. Keys by the mound, trees by the pound. So what now? I had to turn it down. Keys by the mound, trees by the pound. The game is dead. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done turn the heat up. The game is dead. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done turn the heat up. Y'all done turn the heat up. Y'all done turn the heat up.
Got a partner named Ramos down in Reynosa. Said he got a plug for me. Hell, baby, like Sosa. He wants me on the team. Wanna put me on the roaster. Flood my whole area with black tar and coca. When we communicate, they speak a little English. I speak a little Espanol, Marte, Menos.
I met a lot of good dudes. I can go coast to coast. California Bayside, talking about no Tango. Shake it down to Texas, man. Shout out to my Tango. So much snow around me, got me feeling like an Eskimo. I done chopped it up with some Colombians. Done chopped it up with some Puerto Ricans. They wanna bring them 18 wheelers. Make a nigga cash feel chop drug dealer. So what now? I had to turn it down. Keys by the mound. Trees by the pound. So what now? I had to turn it down. Keys by the mound. Trees by the pound. The game is dead. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done turn the heat up. The game is dead. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done fuck the streets up. Y'all done turn the heat up. Y'all done turn the heat up. Y'all done turn the heat up.
Yeah, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? So 340 Murder Master Music Show. That was Green Wave. From Green Wave, man. It's, you know, like I said, I remember, you know what I'm saying, the interviews and the Murder Dog and all that stuff. Man. All that stuff. You were putting it down in the 90s, man. It's good to see you're making music again. That's what's up, man. Did you do a lot of writing when you were down?
Yeah, I done a lot of writing, and I ain't really used nothing that I wrote. So I got out, man. And you know, it was like a little bit of a different vibe. So I had to get with it. So I just wrote everything new.
That was a dope track right there. It sounds like you picked up right where you left off, man. You know.
Oh yeah.
Like, making music again, you know what I'm saying, getting in the lab, man. It had to been a great feeling.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man.
Hell yeah. Well, we got a caller here. This is the homie Finn from France. He knows a lot about rap. I know he knows you, your music. Finn, you there, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Mike J. Hi.
What up with the
Sam? Hi, Greenbride. Yes, this is Richter. What do you do? Tell us about the song The Droughts, was a big hit back in the day, a big hit, big hood hit back in the day. I also about the Deep Blue South song, Deep in the Game, on Nashville Underground album. It was a true Deep South feel, the Deep in the Game, how the music was played.
Oh, yeah, talking about Deep in the Game? That was my partner Juan from Bottom Boy Records. But that drought song, man, I came home from the club drunk one night and made the beat. And then I woke back up in the morning, I was gonna touch it some more. I said, I think that sounds just right. So my dude, them South A Mafia, they came over there, I gave them the beat, we went to the studio and recorded it. And man, I didn't think it was gonna be that big, man, but it wound up being real big. I'm talking about I can go in Kentucky and they playing it all in Kentucky, all in the streets. You know, and it was like big, man. That song became real big. I didn't expect that song to get that big, but it did.
Yeah.
But
when you listen to it, you can feel the Deep South. You can feel the live music, the live South.
The what now?
Yeah, when you listen to it, the game, you can feel the Deep South. You can feel the live music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And also about the song The Drought.
That's what got me hooked on them too back in the day, The Drought.
Yeah, that drought was nice, man. I met some dudes from Gary Indiana, about three dudes from Gary Indiana in the federal joint. And they were like, man, we used to bump that song, man. They said, man, that song was hidden. I'm like, yeah. I said, appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in Atlanta at the Freaknik, I gave some dudes from Miami. They was in a can of green Benz with gold things on it. I gave them that CD like 11 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, man, putting them a 5 on. So then by 10, 11 o'clock that night, I caught them again. I ran into them again. They still playing The Drought. They still were playing it.
Yeah.
I said, man. So they must have really, really loved it. I'm back in, man. I ain't number one album in deep right now, man. I'm working on some stuff. So, you know, hopefully I can do something that can rattle some heads again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, what we just heard is fire, man. We're going to hear some more here in a little bit. But, man, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You're back at it. You're doing your thing. Man, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can you tell us also about the album Ghetto Monster on Annie's cover? It's supposed to street game, my whole life. Ghetto Monster.
Ghetto Monster, yeah.
Yeah,
see. Yeah, I didn't get to put Ghetto Monster outright. The album was done, and I got locked up. I was messing with Southwest Wholesale Distribution. So I went on and put it out, like 2000, while I was locked up. So I didn't really get to promote that album and do it the way I really wanted to do it. But I couldn't hold it back because it needed to be out. So I went on and put it out.
Yeah. The cover was crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad I put it out. I'm glad I put it out, man, because a lot of people told me in Nashville they was like they thing in like 2001, 2002. They played the hell out of it, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that shit's banging, man. It's classic. And just like Sin was saying, your covers back in the day, too. Did you go to Pen and Pixel for them?
Oh, yeah, I went to Pen and Pixel.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was kind of like a leadership in the music business around here. When I went to Pen and Pixel and got my album cover done, can you believe it that everybody that had a record label here, everybody went behind me and got a Pen and Pixel cover.
Yeah,
When they see my first cover, man, everybody fall right behind me and went and got one.
I want to ask you about Pistol. Everybody knows Pistol. He signed a deal with Eazy-E, Ruthless Records. You know, saying, what was your relationship with Pistol like?
Me and Pistol were straight. I mean, we didn't talk a whole lot, but when we bumped heads, we chop it up.
Pistol,
my dude. I talked to him two or three times while I was locked up within the last 4 years. I talked to him a couple times.
When he got signed to Ruthless, you know what I'm saying, did that give a lot of hope to different guys in Nashville at that time that was rapping?
Oh, yeah, it gave hope to me. I was like, oh man, they're rolling in my 6'4" had done it. That's why Eazy picked them up. They're rolling in my 6'4" used to be on the box. So you know California had the box too, and you know they ride a lot of 6'4"s. So when they seen that video, you know, that video was kind of like hot there. So Eazy snatched them.
Yeah.
I hate the Eazy die, man. I got a tattoo of Eazy on my arm.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites, man. Did you want to sign with Ruthless as well?
No, I wanted to sign with Priority.
To be honest with you,
if Ruthless would have came my way, I would have signed with him.
Yeah.
You know, I would have signed with No Limit.
Yeah.
Anybody that signed
for sure, I thought, because I'm like, man, this guy's tailor-made for No Limit. I always said you reminded me of like a Nashville version of Master P.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say they call me Nashville Master P.
So I wasn't the only one. Okay. So,
Master P, man, I ain't going to lie to you, man, Master P motivated me, man. When I seen that dude, and I was bumping Master P always since Mama's Bad Boy.
Yeah.
And I opened up,
yeah,
when he came here, I got to open up for him. The California dudes, them, they put me in the door and let me open up for him.
Oh, wow.
I ain't gonna chop it up with him. I got to chop it up with 3-6 Mafia because we was in the same room together, the VIP room. But Master P and them got off their tour bus and came in, done their thing, and went back right back to their tour bus. So I ain't get to chop it up with them.
Yeah.
But one of my dudes had me while I was available to get in the studio with them. But what they wanted, what they was charging, it was like all I had. So I was like, I got to hold up on that.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's huge. Well, I'll tell you what, let's give him another track. We got a couple here. We got Chicken Heads, Risk It All. Which one are you feeling right now, Greenway?
Oh, bump that Chicken Head, man. That's me and my dude, Buckshot Peter, man. He just got locked back up, man. So hopefully he getting ready to come back out. Yeah, Buckshot Petey. I put him on my Nash Underground Chapter 2. He had a song on there.
Hey,
Underground
Chapter 1? Do you have any copies of that shit?
No, he was on Chapter 2.
He was on Chapter 2?
Yeah, he was on Chapter 2.
The first one. Do you have any copies of the first one?
Man, I ain't got no copies of that, but it's on YouTube, though.
I was going to say the reason why, because I want to put it on eBay or Amazon and sell it for like $400.
Oh man, I ain't got no.
Did you see that?
Man, the only thing I got left in the house, man. I got three cassettes left. I got two cassettes of Many Sides of a Thug, and I got one cassette that ain't even open. Ghetto Monster.
Yeah, that stuff is all collectible, man. All people, I mean, you know, your stuff is rare as hell. They'll spend big bucks on it, you know. But all right, homie, this is Chicken Heads by Greenway. We'll be right back right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Chop it up with Greenway a little bit more. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
UGS for life. Biatch.
You can
have them chicken heads. You can have them chicken heads. You can have them chicken heads. I'm fucking with them hens. You can have them chicken. You can have them chicken. You can have them chicken heads. I'm fucking with them hens. Well, my hair's real thug and I'm looking real clean. Had them bitches thick as Buffett after King magazine with big pretty ass nips. Big juicy ass titties, make my dick on rock hard. When I see a word, pretty, I'm a freak. Just a hard when it come down to this fucking tree. A hoe just like a queen when I'm in the bedroom fucking. Every ass off in the daydream. Thinking about me lovin' when I'm fucking from the back. She always tell me that she love it. I'm bragging, I'm lagging. Got little mama swagging. Yeah, she 5'6" and super thick. I had to have it. That attitude is sassy. I love her when she nasty. Whip the car right. Oh, a bit for any form of fashion. Nobody waiting yet. She on the job and got the plastic. Anything I want is on her cause she loves the daddy. Lick off in my ear, talk some stupid shit that's trashy. My top notch hoes pop it, my leg get nasty. You can have them chicken heads. You can have them chicken heads. You can have them chicken heads. I'm fucking with them hens. You can have them chicken. You can have them chicken. You can have them chicken heads. I'm fucking with them hens. Got a bad bitch from Alabama. Get in the bed, get head, man, and not body slammer. Bye. Got a red bone for Louisiana. A street girl, I call her female Tony Montana. Baby girl, be pushing that word. Don't fuck around and let these streets get you hurt. Cause the young niggas, they'll bust your head. They'll leave your ass to the graveyard or the fucking bed. Got another bitch in Houston, Texas. Got a pool in the crib, got a Range Rover and a fucking Lexus. She said, baby, lay down, let me give you some of this fire head. Put that ass in dog style and just try your best to break down the bed. Got a white bitch in Seattle. She on the farm, got plenty horses and cattle. Baby girl be giving me freak shows. When I come to town, she rides me like old rodeo.
Man, that's a dope ass beat.
Yeah, you killed that Greenway. You killing that shit.
That shit.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
These songs we just heard, you know what I'm saying? The Game is Dead and Chicken Heads, man. What are these on? Are they available right now or are they coming out soon?
Yeah, they out. They on CD, baby. The name of the album is Real Talk, No Pill Talk. And my dude Spinner Man done the cover, man, and it almost looked damn near like a pen and pixel cover.
Wow.
He got some nice graphics in there.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, but it's on CD, baby.
Oh hell yeah. You got the physical copies, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, because I'm from the old school, man. We love physical copies of CD. You send me one, I'll review the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? When did you drop it?
About 4 months ago.
Oh hell yeah. Yeah, that's brand new. Man.
Yeah, I've been getting some overseas sales.
Yeah. But well, you know, man, they remember, man. You know what I'm saying? Like cats like Sin that's on the phone right now from France, they read the Murder Dogs, you know what I'm saying? And they probably didn't have access to those CDs, you know what I'm saying, back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had it here in the States. So that's why they become
right.
collector's items. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And what's so cool is that y'all still making music. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the most important shit. And you hear it, it ain't like, okay, there's some old data. No, y'all still rocking this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I love about the legends that's continuing to do it. For you to be locked up for 18 years and to come out and still have that same drive to want to do the music, man, and not be on some flake shit. It ain't like you hopped out and tried. It don't sound like you're trying to trend chase and follow what's going on out here right now. You stand in your lane and that shit still knocked. That last little song, that beat was banging, man. For real.
Thank you, man. I got that from my dude, Raw Tune. His daddy owned like one of the hottest clubs here, and he been taught to DJ since he was like a little baby. So that's what he do. He DJ and make beats.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but I hope one day I can get a tour overseas, man. That would be real nice, man.
Yeah.
I would love to come over there and rock with them. Germany, France, you know what I'm saying, Scotland, all that stuff, like all them areas
right there,
I would love to come rock with them.
I'm about to say, so for our overseas listeners, get them in your city, man. Book them. Get them over there.
Yeah.
He letting y'all know he want
to
come over
France,
there and do
man.
Some shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He interviews a lot of these rappers in the flesh, you know what I'm saying? You can,
In Europe, sometimes it respects much your work than in USA sometimes.
They do.
Yeah.
He's right, man. They respect you guys more over there than the motherfuckers here do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Because they're still bumping 90s music like it's brand new over there. Over here, they're on that. They listen to the mumble rappers and that swag and that trap shit. You know what I'm saying? The repetitive stuff. They're not letting none of the real ones back in. Why do you think, you know what I'm saying, reality rap is taking a back seat to this dumbed down, like fucking bubblegum bullshit?
I don't know, man. Hey, that's a hard question to answer. You know, I got out, man, and for my first time going to the club, when that new shit come on, man, people my age, they like going crazy. So I'm like, man, what the? You know, but it is what it is, man. You know, it's daytime. It's daytime, man. But at the same time, I'm going to do what I do. And, you know, all the rappers that feel like me gonna do what they do. Like when Quantic Cash put his last album out, man. I had to call him and tell him, man. I said, man, hey, man. I said, I'm proud of you for keeping the Cashville sound. You know what I'm saying? You didn't try to change up or nothing like
staying
that. So you know,
nice.
Huh?
Yeah.
Staying it's
gotta be something like Junberg did, like Capital Punishment Click, like Cool Daddy Fresh. See.
Yeah. Oh, Junebug, that's my dude right there, man. That's my dude.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we got to have Cool Daddy Fresh on the show too, man. We got to hit Nashville up a little bit. We haven't really had too many Nashville rappers out there other than like Jelly Roll, maybe a few other guys. You know what I'm saying? So Nashville is definitely a spot we need to get at. Cause, you know,
yeah, underground,
cool.
What's called Souls Up Scene from Nashville.
Huh?
You got an underground group who calls Souls Up Scene. You know, remember that?
What's their name?
Souls Up Scene, the album Ghetto Revelations from 98.
I ain't heard them yet. I ain't heard them, man. There's so many people, there's so many dudes rapping here and there, man. It's like, you know, I ain't met number 20, but 25% of them since I've been out.
Right, like you said, shit, you get out and there's so many people doing it now. I was about to ask you, like, so pretty much when you had got locked up, you did 18 years. I look at it like this because my son is 18 years old. So I'm thinking what was out back when he was a baby till now. I bet, was y'all pretty tied into the music scene when you locked up, or you just kind of like y'all just stick to what y'all know, or is y'all getting new music when y'all in jail and then coming out and the game drastically changed? Since from when you went in to
we got radio. We got radio, BET, and MTV, and all that in the feds. So you know, I watched the game change. I watched the DMX come through, the Ja Rule come through.
Cause that was like right around that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The late '90s, I say all the way up to about 2005. I think 50 Cent was probably like the last real on some G shit that motherfuckers took serious. Besides, you know, you had a few after that motherfuckers still look up to as G's and shit, but it was like a different, like that was the end of the era of the real gangster rap motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah. And Game.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to take nothing away. Yeah, I ain't going to take nothing away from none of the other dudes that's still doing their gangster shit, but just to me, in my eyes, like I don't think I bought an actual CD, an industry CD from the store since like around 05, 06. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like all the shit that come out now is like, shit, I still got all the shit that, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather listen to the shit I grew up on than have the new shit, or I like to listen to new shit from the guys that's still doing it. Always say, we hear good music all the fucking time. We just not hearing it on like the mainstream radio. We got to,
you ain't gonna hear this on mainstream.
Yeah, that's why we like that cats like yourself still putting out dope quality music. Everybody we have on the show still putting out good music. You know what I'm saying? And it's good cats know about it. You know, what are your plans for 2017? You got another project you getting ready to drop or do anything?
Yeah, I'm working on one right now, man. I'm about 7-8 songs in deep right now. So I'm trying to do like, I'm going to do like 18 and pick out the top 14.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, well, when you drop that, please let us know, because we wanna bring you on again and play some of them songs too.
Oh, man, I got you, man. It's all love here.
Yeah, I'm glad you agreed to come on the show, man, because we've done almost 350 of these, and we're trying to interview 5,000-7,000 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And you're one of the dudes. Yeah, we're basically what we are agreeing with. We are the murder dog right now. You know what I mean? We're the audio murder dog.
Basically.
You know, I spent 15 years there, and my peers that work with me on the show, like Mac and everybody that calls in, like Shin and Brandon, they represent the music from all over the country too. It's not just about one spot. And you remember how the Murder Dog was? You could.
I love Murder Dog magazine. Shout out to Black Dog. Black Dog, as I got locked up, I called Black Dog and gave him my address. Man, he made sure that I stayed in contact with all the underground music, because he kept sending me, you know, all the magazines.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Hell yeah.
When they left, though, you know, there was a void that needed to be filled. Because there's so many cats. If you look at our archive, there's so many cats that nobody's reaching out to. People have kind of forgot about them. And we want to make sure that this shit is preserved and people know who the hell that some of you guys are. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. We hitting up everybody, man, that made an impact on that shit. If you liked one song from a motherfucker, they story worth being heard, you know what I'm saying? Especially if they still making music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and you know,
it's all
you know what I would do
to what they forcing on you. You know what I mean?
And you know,
go out here.
You know
and
what I would
again.
Do? Mm-hmm. You know what I would do when I was out? When I was out back then, when I go in the record store, I look for all the covers that I type. And I'd be like, man, I'm gonna check this album and see what this sounds like. That's how by PSK13 and stuff like that, man, because I bought the album just because of the cover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pred, yeah, I always be saying this shit too, though. Like, shit, I bought so many of them, and back then, most of the albums went with the cover. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't a whole lot of good concept albums no more. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't wait to open that bitch up, read all the notes and shit, the producer credits and the shout outs and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was part of an experience of getting the album. You felt good, especially when CDs came out, because them bitches was like $25 a pop when they first came out brand new. You know what I'm saying? So you wasn't just going to buy them like you can get a $4 or $5 tape or a $10, $12 tape. You get a CD, it was like buying a vinyl album.
Vinyl.
Take care of them and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bought many albums based on the cover. Bust Down, man.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You see a dog standing on a bitch's head. Why not? Might be some good music, right?
That's what made me start messing with pen and pictures.
Yeah.
That's what made me start messing with pen and pictures when I seen them covers, man. I was looking on all them CDs I was buying, and I was like, man, pen and pictures, who is they? So one day my dude was like, man, call them, man, see what the price is, man. So when I called them, they was like, you know, we can get you a good one for like $1,600. So I'm like, let's roll then. So you know, and I went down to Houston, you know what I'm saying, and met them and everything.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You was doing a lot of business with them at the time, and you know, I imagine their offices were pretty dope to see all them covers and stuff on the walls.
Oh yeah, man. And one of them, one of the dudes in the office, he had my post up. He had my post up in a frame in his office.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I got another partner. I got another little white partner here named Steve. He got an office too, and he got my poster in the office in the frame. And that like freaked me out. I said, "Damn, man!" But he had it though.
Shit, we seen with the T-shirt with your album cover on the front of that.
Yeah, I see that too. I see that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, Sin got all them shits, man.
Got an album cover, a shirt for just about every dope album.
Man, hell yeah, that shit dope.
Hey, and Pen and Pictures, I like that shit out.
Yeah, Pen and Pictures was laying that shit out.
He's good to represent overseas.
When my partner, Spinner Man, turned the album cover in to me, my other partner was like, man, Why don't you do my photography? I said, nah, man. I said, nah, I love this shit, because this shit like some pen and pixel shit. I said, I love this shit. I'm keeping this album cover. And the album cover is really nice, man. You know, I want y'all to go check it out, because it's nice. It's real nice.
Tell everybody about this project that's out right now, Greenway. The Real Talk, No Pill Talk, is that the one?
Oh, yeah. I got the real talk, no pill talk slang from a dude from Shreveport, Louisiana. It just sounded real slick and real cool, because we'd be at the poker table, and, you know, like we have an argument by the hand, and a dude tried to touch that money, and he was like, man, look, man, don't touch that money, man. I'm telling you, man, real talk, no pill talk, don't touch that money. You know what I'm saying? So, and I just like it because the way he say it all the time. So I said I got to use that, man. Real talk, no pill talk.
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of girls that's pill heads. When I be saying that on Facebook when I first got out, they'll get mad at me like, man, why you say real talk, no pill talk, folks? I said, man, look, I'm talking real talk. And a lot of these dudes out here be talking, they be on these pills and shit, and they be doing fake talking. They be talking so much shit, and they don't know what they said the next day. But, you know, I'm giving you some real talk, plus I'm giving game up. I'm trying to teach these young dudes that's in the drug game, like, man, get your money up and get up out of this shit, you know what I'm saying, or you going to go down the same road I've been down, you know what I'm saying. 18 years ain't no joke, man. I miss my kids' life and all that, even though three of my kids in college and stuff like that, and they doing good, but shit, I miss that part. You know, when I first got to my first 100,000, I supposed to just got the game and made something happen with that $100,000, but I tried to keep going and go for another 100,000. And that's what that game, Risk It All, that's what they're talking about, you know, about everything that I've done out here. And basically nobody really gave the love back that they should have when I got out, you know what I'm saying? Because I was paying like about three or four girls, I was paying their rent, car payments, and all type of shit because I was getting money. So it wasn't no problem to me. I ain't have no problem showing love. But now I done got out. It's like y'all ain't showing me no love back. So I'm telling these dudes, man, when you go down, man, these bras gonna leave your ass, and they gonna go to the next nigga. So, you know, they risk it all, man. It's a serious song, man. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. Let's give them that right now, T-Rock. Sounds like something with a lot of substance. Now, Risk It All. This sounds real talk, no pill talk as well, right?
Yeah, that's on a real talk, no pill talk.
Man, everybody go get that, man. Where can they, you said it's on CD Baby. You got like a website or anything they can go to, or is it right on the
CD Baby? Yeah, CD Baby. Yeah, CD Baby.com.
CDBaby.com. Go get that Green Wave, Real Talk, No Pill Talk. And this is off that album, Risk It All, Green Wave. We'll be right back. We're going to close out the interview with the homie and chop it up a little bit and, you know what I'm saying, tell you what's coming up next.
Yo, what's up, man? I want to holler at you young-ass niggas out here, man. Let y'all know this street shit is real, nigga. I'm just finna give you a little bit of my life, though, to let you know how this shit go, baby. It's a good side to this shit, and it's a bad side to this shit. And that's real talk, no real talk, baby. So just ride with me, baby. Drive with me.
I used to fall, and I took a fall. I used to fall, and I took a fall. It's my life, and I risk it all. It's my life, and I risk it all. I used to fall, and I took a fall. I used to fall, and I took a fall. It's my life, and I risk it all. It's my life, and I risk it all.
In the strip club, throwing my cash, just to see a little ass. Got a piece of pussy at home, but I ain't treating it right. I give everything to get back a life, and that's on the real. 5 or 6 cars in the paint shop, backyard looking like a fucking car lot. Smoke about a pound of drove every week, plus pushing by 5 or 6 keys. I found a lead, got my first 100,000, so I shot for another 100,000. Then in came 99 problems. My revolver and my money couldn't solve them. When them boys got a price on your head, nigga, you can't pay off the bed. Nigga trying to take shit, now I'm in the middle of a woe. Now the police kicking on my door. Damn. The police kicking on my door. What? While I'm in the middle of a woe. Paranoid, took 2 shots. Shot 2 cops, now they got a nigga off the block.
Justice to the nigga. That's what you had it, nigga. If you don't chill out, nigga. Be a real baller. You need to get your money off my nigga. Get the fuck up out of this shit, nigga. Get some kind of legal business or something. Shit is dead, my nigga. Like I told you, real talk, no real talk, baby.
I used to fall, and I took a fall.
Off the hook, doing this time all alone. Niggas changed numbers so I couldn't use the phone. Talk to my mama every week. Seems like she the only one that was there for me. Wanted money, had my nigga Pito, had my homegirl Kizzy. Can't forget you was down the show. The chicken heads left a nigga for dead. No pictures, no letters, no bread. Now I'm out when you can't look me in my face. But I done fucking mine, so I cannot be erased. And I don't give a fuck about dying, so don't come to my funeral crying. I don't give a fuck about dying, so don't come to my funeral crying. My funeral crying, so don't come to my funeral crying.
Yeah, nigga, better listen up to a nigga who already been there. Been there and done that shit, man. Real talk, no feel talk.
All his out.
Another banger. Another banger, man. Let's bring you back on Green Wave. Put shit on the line. Another fucking banger, man. Thank you for sending those.
Thank you, man.
Over.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Real Talk, No Pill Talk, available right now. CD Baby by Green Wave. Make sure you get it. Green Wave is Catch One and Get At You for features, you know, shows. What's the best way they can reach you, homie?
They can reach me through Facebook, Stephen Greenway, WADE, and you know my email is HALA31729@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You hit me through either one of them lines right there.
I strongly suggest anybody listening, you know what I'm saying, you got an album, get ready to come out, you want a feature, and get at this man right here. He's been doing it for many, many years. You know what I'm saying? One of the best out of Nashville, that's for sure. And there's a lot of talent over there, man. A lot of fucking Black and Jay. Man, there's so many people over there. I can't even, you know.
Turn the world click. Who's been broke out?
Yes,
broke
sir.
Out doing
world click.
Yep. Yeah.
So
it was one of the first. It was one of the first dudes to get a lot of manifest tracks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, see, now that you touched down, have you connected with any of those rappers from back? I mean, you said Cool Daddy Fresh. Y'all got a project coming out together?
Yeah, we ain't worked on it yet, but we getting, you know, he doing a lot of stuff, I'm doing a lot of stuff, so we got to take time to get it in there, because we mess around with a lot of the same dudes now, and we recording a lot of the same dude studios, so we just got to get in and lock in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, if you can, holler at Cool Daddy Fresh for us, let him know we would like to interview him on the show. Pistol,
okay,
too.
I'll do that.
I appreciate that, man. Real talk, man. Because, you know, Nashville's a spot that needs to be showcased, too. They kind of only mention Young Buck, you know what I mean? And there's so much more. Not to take nothing away from him, but, you know, there's a lot of other guys out there, too, that need to get some recognition.
But you know what made me really love Young Buck, man? Because Young Buck did an interview with Murdoch Magazine, and they asked him what music motivated him, and he spoke on me. And that really made me feel. Yeah, that really made me feel good. It was a G unit. It was
a G unit platinum artist to say you
yep.
were an influence.
Yeah.
Had to make you feel good.
Oh yeah, man. A dude had the Murdoch magazine. He said, man, he said, give me about a couple of days, man. I'm gonna give it to you. I know you're gonna want to keep it once you see it. So when he brought that to me, man, I was like, hell yeah, I'm keeping it. Yeah, it really made me feel good, man, to see Young Buck speak on me.
Yeah, what year was this, Greenway?
Oh, about 2003, something like that, when the first G-Unit album came out.
Yeah. Well, did you ever talk to him?
Yeah, I mean, I knew him. But I ain't really just talked to him because, you know, he came over to the spot with some people that I messed with. But he was, like, young, though. Young Buck was, like, 15, 16 years old, you know. So, you know, we just said, what's up? And that was about it. Because I ain't know he was doing music. But my dude and them, they had a record label, too. And they was messing with Cash Money now.
And this was,
like,
what, early
90s? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, like, 97. 97, 96 and stuff like that. I used to see him around, but he was like 15, 16 years old, and I didn't even know he was rapping.
Well,
but he's my dude now. He's being my dude, Tim, them all the time.
Yeah, this was way before 50 Cent and the G Unit and all that and Cash Money.
Oh, yeah, way before 50 Cent, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's done a lot, man. He's done a lot of things, and that's what's up. Maybe now that you're out, two of y'all can work together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I ran into him since I've been out in the federal court building. You know, we got to go up there and take drug tests. So I ran into him, and we took a picture together, and that was about it.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't get to really talk on no business because he was leaving and I was coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, I ain't really got to chop it up with him, but I'm gonna catch him and chop it up with him.
Hell yeah. That'd be a dope collaboration right there. You know what I'm saying? Why not? I would love to work with someone who influenced me, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. Man, I'll tell you what, Greenway, we're gonna close off the show. Once again, I really appreciate you for calling in and chopping it up with us. You know, so we'd love to have you on again in the future. I'll tell you what, man, we got some more tracks up here. I'm going to let you pick one for us to play. This is what we got right here. We got, we already played the game is Dead Riding with a Hitter, The Truth, and Real Ass. Which one do you want to roll with?
Roll with The Truth.
The Truth?
I'm letting
all right.
I'm letting you catch out here know down the truth, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. Glad you're back in the free world to be with your family and friends. Much love to you, man. Take care of yourself.
Okay, man. Thank you, man. Much love to y'all, too.
For sure, my dude.
Okay.
My life's a fucking mess.
motherfuckers got the nerves to call me burnt out. Nah, the game just got me cursed out. Since the age of 14, just seen shit that ain't supposed to be seen. Like, must have 100 kilograms of it right. And see niggas get killed on sight. It could be day and night. Beep about a bitch or a game of dice.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. The guy's got some serious fucking heat right here in 2017. The dude's been locked down 18 years. He comes out the joint swinging, hasn't missed a beat. And I look forward to all the upcoming stuff he has, man. Welcome him on the show anytime. That's a real dude right there. You know what I'm saying? Glad he came through. Man, this show's working out great, man. We've been knocking out shows every fucking day. Non-stop.
Every fucking day. Non-stop on you bitches. We ain't stopping, Fred.
For a few weeks, man. Yeah, tomorrow we got the Outlaws. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Here I go again forgetting what the fuck we got all week. But if you want to know when I lose my fucking mind and I can't tell you, go to UGSforLife.com, click on the schedule button, and there it is. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to know about what we're doing, UGSforLife.com. Okay. We just knocked out the Green Wave show. Hell of a show right there. Tomorrow we got the Outlaws. You know what I'm saying? Wednesday we got Yuck Mouth. Thursday we got Random the Immortal Soldiers. And Friday we got Doggy Diamonds. You know what I'm saying? From Doggy Diamonds TV. Big internet following this guy has. Does a live podcast type deal. And then also in the second half of that show is Memphis Legend. Little Noid, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be on the show. He was like one of the first guys that Juicy J worked with back in the day. So, man, we got a whole week full of shows, and then kicking it off on the 30th, which will be the following Monday, we got Rude Boy from Psychopathic. He's a, you know, he's an artist, but he's also a wrestler. You know, this dude's wrestled Terry Funk and fucking Abdullah the Butcher, you name it. So he's going to chop it up with us. Yeah, we need it. We know Abdullah the Barber, man. Shout out to Abdullah the Barber.
Yeah.
That dude.
Shout out to the homie Abdullah
the Barber.
Trying
to get his cuckoo cow, but he done flew over the cuckoo's nest. We couldn't get him. You know what I'm saying? So we look forward. We still want to have Cuckoo on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, man, shit is moving. I'm liking how it's going. It's moving in the right direction. Brandon's booking us on different shows for interviews. You know, we're going to be on the Kaiser Strip Radio. We're going to be on the Kill Show. We got several other shows we're going to be on, you know what I'm saying, to promote what we're doing. Also, this is the year, the fifth anniversary of the Murder Master Music Show. So we're going to do a lot of celebrating this year and try to do big things. The media is already fucking with us again like they do. And we broke the fucking sound barrier with the wrestling chick from Steve Gray talking to Hulk Hogan. That shit's everywhere. That fucking shit, MMA sites, name it. And then we came back and hit with the Swifty V12. That's going pretty much viral right now. It's on about 10, 15 different sites. People don't understand, man. They think, man, why does it matter for you to get into the mainstream and this and that? It matters because we are the voice of the underground. We need to let them know that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep repping this shit. You know what I'm saying? I want people to see what the fuck we're doing here. So, of course, it matters. Some people are like, oh, man, I don't want no press. Nah, man, if you real with yourself, you want to be proud to be able to say, you know what, Fresh Kid Ice of the 2 Life Crew has a new fucking compilation out. You want to be able to tell the mainstream that K. Reno dropped 7 albums on one day, or Green Wave just got out the feds and just dropped a brand new album. You want people to know this shit. You know what I'm saying? Let them know that these guys are still doing their fucking thing. And that's what it's all about, man. So shout out to everybody that's on the same page with us. You know what I'm saying? Not you coattail motherfuckers. I'm talking about the ones that's really in it for the right reasons.
Piggybacking ass motherfuckers.
We don't be fucking with the piggybackers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get your water cut off. Matter of fact, man, that's how we're going to... Man, we got to get out of here. This is the new song by Two-Tone featuring Mac Montez and T-Rock, man, Cut Your Water Off. Because, you know, when you got some dudes that are lurking around your circle that are just basically leeches and parasites feeding off of your blood, man, you got to cut their fucking water off. That's what we're going to do. You guys smile on the outlaw.
You have the life, right?
She's acting on these hoes.
Thirsty, so many.
lock up in the game, straight struggling. And motherfuckers clown like a circus when it come to juggling. I got to keep my head above this motherfucking water. To the damn shit that people be pulling becomes an altar. I got to hold my ground, fourth and goal in the stand. I hit you with reality so you can understand. Before me and my homie hit this game, we was struggling. From slanging back to working at GR, we was hustling. I fish up out of water, I'm spinning for mine. And let the Lord be my witness, what I do is no crime. I shoot this shit with you, but I got to keep on moving so I can step up and better when niggas are still losing. Retrace the game and draw my lines with God so I can come up on these dollars and charge them before I ride. So if you feeling evil, then your shit might falter. You better go get with Jesus, cause nigga, I'm treading water right now. Up in the broken home. Some had mothers, some had fathers, but the sin stood all alone. Living my life as a troubled kid. The mentally disturbed, it kept me from crashing over at mom's crib. The child abuse made my body so nervous. My choices was to be from the hood or join the service. So far from my mother, I love her the same. So far from my father, I joined in the game. My great aunt was my guidance that soon became a problem. I was growing and I needed more formula in the bottle. A fish up out of water, it's time to fin. A baby bird fall out the nest, get to flapping them wings. Only cats up in your way to make your path a little harder. Get you caught up in the middle of the pool, treading water. We got to take control of our life and quit juggling. And try to bring some love and unite. You quit the struggling in this game. I'm treading water right now. I tread water, nigga. With so much pain in my heart, I'm humble. The best of all my niggas making fumbles, and it hurts. It makes me want to make it out to their funeral and show how much I love them by drinking a glass of burial dirt, and that confirms how they did it. It makes the evil spirits come out and the drama hit the whole city. Don't want to die, be buried alive. Just when you struggle for your life and your vision is saying bye to you, just keep the faith and you're bound to see Jesus. I dedicate these steps that I'm making for these reasons. Lord, let me be the bread and faith of my child. And if you send us all some blessings, I'ma collect it and smile. Amen. I heard your face and I feel you, homie. It's good to know somebody grew up in the game with no phony. Cause at this day and age, with the times getting harder, we're left no other choices to do but tread this damn water. I'm treading water right now. I tread water, nigga. I tread water. I'm treading water right now.
Yeah, 1999. Staying above water. Holding that breath. Learning to swim. Catching the rhythm of the stroke, baby. Yeah. Dark side, Mr. St. Louis. Black Jason. Untouched.